And the Chief Executive of the Queensland Resources Council, Ian McFarlane, joins me now. Good morning and welcome back to AM.
Morning, Barbara. Good to be back.
The leaked research, you're embarrassed about that. And why do you think miners are held in such little regard?
Well, A, it's not secret research, and B, it wasn't leaked. It was handed out and the ABC's come across a copy. We were going to release it next week after the election because we didn't want to get caught up in the madness, but such is life. Why people don't support the resource industry, particularly in southeast Queensland, that's why we did the survey. We weren't particularly surprised at the result. I guess once you get out of the southeast corner, the anecdotal and research figures show that there is much stronger support of the resource industry because they get an immediate benefit from it. It's their family or their brother's family or their sister's family that earn a very sizable income from the resource industry. So in a town like Brisbane, which is the biggest mining town in the state and has 10,000 jobs and earns over $1 billion in wages from those jobs, we wanted to find out why people didn't understand the full importance of the industry, bearing in mind that they've been subjected to constant misinformation from activists and Greens.
Why aren't people convinced, though? Is it blowback from the campaign against Adani?
I don't think so. I mean, if you go into Brisbane, there is a constant thread of anti-resources being peddled by various groups that are based in Brisbane that don't rely on regional areas for jobs. When you go up to towns like Mackay and Rockhampton, Townsville, Emerald, obviously people have a better understanding of the industry. So our challenge is to get people to understand that if they didn't have a resource industry in Queensland, they wouldn't have their car, which is made out of coking coal, as you've just been talking about. They wouldn't have the steel frame in their house. They wouldn't have the copper wires to bring the electricity to their house. The Queensland government is the biggest owner of coal-fired power stations in Queensland, so they wouldn't have electricity. They wouldn't have the transition to renewables, which we're trying to foster through the use of solar panels and wind, all of which relies on the resource industry in Queensland to happen. So we are all working in the same direction, but there seems to be a disconnect based around some misinformation that continually gets peddled. The resource industry supports renewables. It supports the transition. That's not the story that's being told in Brisbane.
Which is a good segue to climate change. That's been a vexed issue for the Coalition federally now for more than a decade. You're a former Liberal minister and you know more than most the problems that the Coalition here has faced with that. Is the Coalition facing an electoral reckoning now because of this issue, given that a lot of voters say that they're worried about it?
Well, I think it's always the economy, stupid, and as Bill Clinton famously said, and I think people are most concerned about their jobs, the state of the economy, getting their kids education and health. Those issues are at the top, but certainly climate change and how Australia deals with that is in the mix. I mean, the resource industry, again, and our major companies are big supporters of working to lower our emissions, and so, as I say, Sabra, we are all working together in this. We just need to convey that message a bit better.
Yeah, but the Coalition has been torn apart itself by this. Even Malcolm Turnbull, your former friend, torn down.
I think he's still my friend. And you know I don't comment on politics anymore, Sabra. Much though I love it, much though I follow it, I'm not a commentator.
All right, that's a good point to end it. Ian McFarlane, thanks for joining AM this morning.
Thanks, Sabra.